Britain tells Google, Amazon, and Facebook, you do business here, you pay taxes here. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Europe and the UK have been coming hard at the tech industry lately. Tough privacy laws, fines for anti-competitive behavior, new types of copyright laws. And earlier this week, something called a digital services tax from the United Kingdom. Starting in 2020, the UK will take 2% of online revenue from tech companies that make over $600 million a year, basically Google, Facebook, and Amazon. The rest of Europe is planning a similar tax. The idea has even spread to South Korea, India, Mexico, Chile, and other countries. Let's dig into this digital tax idea in Quality Assurance, the Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent at Politico, based in London. He said this is part of a larger trend.
So this comes down to the complications of international tax law, which is obviously not something that your listeners care much about, but it does mean a lot to European governments, many of which are still suffering from 10 years of austerity and, frankly, sluggish growth. So they see the record profits, say, Facebook put up, and this is a tax specifically focused on Amazon, Google, and Facebook, to be clear. They see them generating a significant amount of revenue and profit in the regard to Google and Facebook, and they want a piece of that pie.
Let's talk about the fairness argument for a second, the idea that it's a fair share. Like, does it make sense that a Google search should pay to fill potholes in London?
The view is this. So if I make a Google search and I get advertising shown on the Google results next to me and I click on one of those links, at the moment, the British government doesn't think they are getting a slice of that action, and therefore they want that. They are saying there is added value being created within the border of the United Kingdom, and therefore Google at the moment, through a variety of legal but complicated tax structures, is siphoning that money back to Ireland, where there's a very low corporate tax rate, and then eventually back to the States.
How might the tech companies respond? What's going to be their play if and when this tax rolls out?
Worst case scenario, they could decide to leave, which is not going to happen purely because they do generate a lot of income from these countries. Best case scenario, they pay up because it becomes a levy they just can't avoid. Mid case scenario is that they lobby the hell out of the British government and other European governments over the next 2-3 years, and they water down the proposals to a point where they can live with it.
Right. Is it part of an effort? It's in the UK now. I know the European Union is considering its own tax of big tech. Is it a comprehensive effort, I guess, inclusive of GDPR and copyright technology regulations to sort of rein in the power of these companies that have so much impact and generate so much revenue?
I don't think this is a protectionist effort by Europe. I think that they do generally see this as an effort to level the playing field and get these large multinational companies to pay their, quote, fair share domestically. The issue is, though, that added up, there is a view that, yeah, these companies are in the frame of the European regulators and they're coming after them.
Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent at Politico, based in London. And now for related links. It is a little thin today because I have jury duty, so I had to do the show in advance, and I don't want to be too outdated. But I do want to point you to a wonderfully written New York Times book review by my friend David Streitfeld. It's about a book called We Are the Nerds, The Birth and Tumultuous Life of Reddit, The Internet's Culture Laboratory. That's the whole title. The book and the book review are both relevant because of this conversation right now, with all of us questioning how much different parts of the internet have been vectors for hate speech, radicalization, and just very terrible stuff, and asking to what extent the platforms in question are responsible for that stuff. And the review is great for many reasons, but especially the line that says, "The great achievement of the social internet was to unleash jerkdom for many while monetizing it for a few." The link to that review is on our website, marketplace.org. And wish me luck with my civic duty. I hope to be back with you next week. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Have a great weekend. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.